translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a Brahman to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a Brahman, even if he irreligiously arrests me or even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Purport, if Lord Vishnu, as he had come to Bali Maharaj and asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj certainly would not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as Brahman Brahmachari and thus came to Bali Maharaj to beg for only 3 feet of land. Om Agyante Mirandasya Gyananjan Chalakya Chakshuna Milatam Yuntasme Shri Guru Vaina Mahashi Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutle Swam Rupadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshvad Bhakti Vidhan Swamiti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Garvani Pracharne Nirshesh Shunyavadi Pascha Deshtarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charanrotmam Devim Saswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Vancha kalpatra vishupasindhu vipacha patitanam pavnevi vaishnavevi namonma nashta prayasha badrashu nityam bhagva seva bhagavati uttam shruke bhavtir bhakti nashtiki namo vishnu padaya krishna prishthaya bhutleshki raj swamiti namne hare krishna 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 hare 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 ram 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 hare hare So here Bali Maharaj is fully surrendered to Lord Vishnu, to Krishna. He's saying even he knew that that this dwarf, this Brahman, is actually Vishnu himself. And his guru told him, do not, he is Vishnu, he will take everything away from you. Don't surrender to him. But he rejected his guru. So any guru who ask you to reject Krishna, Vishnu. In Punjab you find most of the gurus, this is what they're propagating. They say, okay, you don't have to worship Krishna. Krishna worshipping is very difficult. I'll give you the easiest method. They call it Naam, Guru Naam. That's what they say. You come to me, I'll give you a Naam. And when you see the Naam, there is no name of Krishna in there. So, here it is explained in this particular canto, in these past times. So any guru, so these sort of gurus even used to exist, even at the time of Satyuga, Dwapar, Treta, all these yugas. So like, Mayavadis used to exist even at that time. Ashtavakra Muni was Mayavadi. So Krishna is giving this same knowledge. He said to Arjuna, I'm giving you this knowledge I given 400 million years ago to sun god. So same knowledge I'm repeating it to you now again. So in the same knowledge he is mentioned, avaktam vaktima apanata manate mama buddhaya. There are people who are considering me as impersonal, that I'm a nirakar. So these sort of so-called gurus, they don't want to surrender to Krishna and they don't want other people to surrender to him as well. So Bali Maharaj is showing here that these sort of gurus should be rejected at once. There is no guru offense. There is no guru aprad. And here he is fully surrendered. He said, let him have. You know, it doesn't matter even if he kills me. Srila Prabhupada gave in the last purport, Marbi Rakpi Jo Icha Tumar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sing a beautiful song, isn't it? What is the verse? It goes, Manas dehe geheje kuchimur arpletoi nande kishor mar bi rakvi. This is the same verse. He said, if you want to kill me, you kill me. If you want to save me, you Save me, whatever you want to do, however you want to do. You deal me, deal with me, because I belong to you, I'm your property. Now this is a full surrender. We just surrender to Krishna. Because a devotee who fully surrendered to Krishna, he understands that whatever I have got is temporary. This body is temporary. This life I'm going through is a temporary. So what use is there to make so many arrangements? Yes, make a little arrangement as long as we have body and soul together. That arrangement has to be done. We have to take a little rest in 24 hours. We have to take a little prasad to keep the body and soul together. That's all. These are two main necessities. Other necessities can be avoided. Mating can be avoided. Ahar, nidra, bhay, maitunchya. Protection even can be avoided. These two main necessities, out of all these four necessities, ahar, nidra, bhay, maitunchya. So these four, eating, mating, sleeping and defending, out of these four, two are extreme necessities. And two are less necessities. These two extreme necessities, we have to eat something, we have to sleep. So we do that. Other can be even avoided. Defending? Okay, Krishna, I'm yours. Do whatever you want to do with me. So this body is temporary. Srila Prabhupada explains that an actor, he wears some costumes when he goes to the stage drama. You see the Bhaktivinoda plays. What does it do that some of you even play in these plays? You put a costume and then you go onto the stage. When you go into the stage, you put the costume. Now the moment the stage drama is finished, you take the costume out. Okay, I finished the drama now. Okay, Prabhu, I finished the drama. That's exactly our life is just a stage drama. Our life is just a stage drama. Moment this stage drama, this drama is finished, this life, this body which we have got now, we have to take off. This costume which we are wearing right now, it may be Indian costume, maybe an English costume, maybe an American or a Punjabi or a Gujarati, whatever this costume, it's just a costume. So this costume of this drama, Punjabi drama or a Hindu drama or Gujarati drama, it will finish in very few years. We have to leave this. So, adjustments has to be done. His Holiness Giridhara Swami gives a very nice example actually. He used this example. It's like a businessman. When the business is in a peak, he makes profit. When there's a slump in a business, even then a good businessman makes profit. Because he knows, if the market is high, he's going to sell his goods and make a good profit. And the market is low, then you buy, because you're going to make profit. Both ways we make profit. So a businessman, good businessman, makes his profit from his business, market is high or market is low. He makes profit. Like a jeweler's, you see now the gold price was very high. When the gold price was very high, make profit. When the gold price is very low, even then you make profit because you buy at the low price and then you sell at the high price. Both ways you make profit. A good businessman make profit both ways. Market is high or market is low. So similarly, in our life, a good devotee who is surrendered to Krishna, sometimes we see in our life, the circumstances are favorable. When the circumstances are favorable, we are having nice prasad, we are having nice accommodation, we have nice facilities, good health, then what do? Let us use it for the service of Krishna. I got wealth, let me use it for the service of Krishna. I got good health, let me use it for the service of Krishna. Health, wealth, whatever we have got, whatever the facility we have got, A devotee who is fully surrendered, he will use it for the service of Krishna. He understands this wealth and health gonna lose very soon. I was reading, I don't remember which Pope, but I was reading a Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, whatever we got in the pocket is gonna come out. It's not gonna stay in your pocket. You keep the bank balance, it's not gonna stay with you. It's gonna go out. So best is we use it for the service of Krishna, because everything is favorable. Like in a Bhavasagar, it's favorable. Wind is blowing very nicely. And the boatman say, wow, this is nice. Let me make good efforts. You know, he's got a little sheet which push the wind and the ship goes very fast. So that's how we should use favorable condition. Make most out of it for Krishna consciousness. And when the conditions are not favorable, we may be a health problem, we may have got wealth problem, we not be having good facilities inside temple, outside temple. If it's written the karma, you're gonna Krishna gonna arrange, then that's what it is. No matter where you go. Sometimes devotees say, okay, Prabhu, let me leave this temple, let me go to another temple. Hare Baba, wherever you go, your karma is going to go with you. It's not going to leave, your brain is going to go with you. You think this brain is going to change? You know, if you're living here. Yes, it will change on only one condition, as long as you're in the association of devotees. As long as you're in the association of devotees, brain will remain okay, no problem. But you go ahead and associate with the drunkard people, then definitely will change. So unfavorable conditions, even if they're unfavorable conditions, we use it for the service of Krishna. Then you remember Krishna, Krishna, whatever I'm going through, some purification is I'm burning my karmas. And then you think, Krishna, I'm burning my karmas. This place is not a very nice place. This place is not for gentlemen, Prabhupada says. Material world is not for gentlemen. We belong to the superior nature. We don't belong to this inferior nature. But somehow or other I am trapped in this material nature. And that's why Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Pram tu anya priyudhini pram, ji bhuta mahabaho, ji jedam dharete jagat. Why are you rotting in this inferior world? I've got a nice, very nice place for you, spiritual world. Why are you rotting here? Come back. Manvana mambad bhakto madhyachi mam namaskuru. Become my devotee. And what does the Krishna says? That devotee who is preaching my glories, natas madmanushi kaschanmiya priyakratam. That devotee is very dear to me who preaches my glories. What does this mean? Do you think that Krishna is, if somebody comes and butter us up little, what do you call, India, makhan lagana, you know, that's what they say. Yeah, very nice. Sutapa Prabhu is very nice, you know, he always speaks sweet about me. He's a very nice friend of mine, good. And, you know, Kanaya is, you know, it's okay, but, you know, so like that. No, he never done this. He's a good devotee, you know. But what we do, we discriminate. We see if somebody is glorifying us, he's very good. We feel very happy. But if somebody corrects us, we don't like it. Criticize, we don't like it. But Krishna, he gets happy not because somebody says, oh Krishna, you're very nice. That's why Krishna is very, oh yeah, he's only glorifying me. That's why he's nice. No. The real reason Krishna likes that devotees who are propagating his holy name, because they take so much trouble to do that job. That's why they're very dear to Krishna. Of course, this is one, the external meaning is that somebody glorifies. Even if somebody says, Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, say we are, this is nature. If even we are sleeping very nicely in the Brahmachari ashram or somewhere, wherever we are, So somebody is talking about us, and immediately our ears, oh, he is talking about me. Somebody's, isn't it? He gets very attractive immediately. Oh, he is talking about me. So he's calling me. So immediately we pay attention. When we're calling some other person's name, we don't pay that much attention. But when somebody calls us, our name, immediately pay attention. Even if maybe you are in some underground or some in crowded area, somebody calls you, somebody just give a shout. Oh, Prabhu, Kunal Prabhu, oh, Kanaiya Prabhu. Sorry, no, that's very old name. He's a Kanaiya Prabhu. Immediately he looks, oh, somebody's calling me. So much crowd. But in this crowd, hundreds of people, somebody calling just somebody's name. Immediately person, oh, he's calling me. That's exactly when we call Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Krishna is immediately paying attention. He's calling me. This person is calling me. Let me see what he wants. And Krishna taking, this is why Krishna likes, because the devotees who are dedicated their life, they suffer so much simply for Krishna's service. Srila Vedavyas, 5,000 years ago, when he could see the effect of Kali Yuga, he knew the wave of Kali is coming, the wave of the effect of the Kali Yuga. When he saw, he said, let me do something. It's like in a machinery, any machine you have got, and if there is some rattling noise in the machine, you immediately say, let me check the menu where it is. So immediately you check and you try to repair the things. Let me sort this machine out. A mechanic. He consults the mechanism through this manual. So similarly, Vyasadeva, when he realized the Kali Yuga is coming, that is why he written Vedas. Because Veda is a manual of the material world and spiritual world. So that is the reason he consults. Sometimes people are, why he need to write the Vedas? He could see the effect of Kali Yuga. But what reason he written the Vedas? That is the reason he written the Vedas, that let me divide this Veda, let me written the Puranas. He taken laborious efforts of dividing, writing so many Puranas, 100,000 verses in this Mahabharata, 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So much efforts he taken. For whom? He taken for the living and for us. He taken so much efforts for us. Similarly is Prabhupada. All the acharyas, and Ramanuja Acharya taken so much trouble, Madhava Acharya taken so much trouble, Srila Bhakti Santa Saswati, Srila Bhakti Thakur and Prabhupada took so much trouble. Simply for what? Simply for one reason. Because Krishna wants everybody to become the devotee of Krishna. And that is why devotees, Prabhupada and Ramanuja Acharya, the Madhva Acharya, these Acharyas are very, very dear to Lord Krishna. And Krishna himself comes and takes today the Vara avatar. He takes the form of a Vara. What need there for Krishna to take animal form? Sometimes people criticize, oh, you are worshipping monkeys and the bulls and the elephants and the animals. What is there? Need is there? How can God can come? Why cannot he come? Bhoktaram yaktapsam sarvalok maheshram. He is the well-wisher of every living entity. So do you think he has to only take one form, which is human form? Only to save human form of life he has to come and save? No, he can take any form, wherever there is necessity. Brahman bhuvan loko, not only the earth. Or I will come and save, you know. There was one guru, Mayavadi guru, you know. And he was considering, it was just yesterday that happened to me. And he was considering, this person is a god, 150 years ago, you know. This person is a god. I said, but why this god has come? Why only he is protecting only Gujarati? Why he remained only within the Gujarati community? You understand what I'm saying? So he was thinking, you see, you know, he's a god. I said, oh, really, is he? So I asked him, it was yesterday. I said, can I ask you something? He said, what is that? I said, you know, I asked him very palatable way. He didn't, you know, I nailed him, but I didn't nail him, you know, that way. So I asked him, I said, well, he's a god, is he? Yeah. I said, but there's one, it's unfortunately, he only remained within this god, only remained within the Gujarati community. His teachings did not go out of Gujarat. He's supposed to be a god, but his teaching only remained within Gujarat. You understood what I'm talking about. And this guy, he was speechless because he could not say anything. But then I thought, okay, next time, then I gave him prasad. I said, next time I'll tell you something else. You know, but the god is not simply only for a Gujarati community. And same thing is like in a Punjab, only for Punjab, you know, only for one community I've come to save you. No, for every living entity. And he can take any form, wherever, like at the time of Hiranyaksha, these two brothers, you have been, we are talking about Sariputtima, yeah, we're not talking about Varadev. So Jay Vijay, when they took the form of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, so he was so powerful, Hiranyaksha, that he actually taken the planet Earth, the entire planet Earth, he taken out of the orbit, and he taken to the proper says of Pluto, very dirty place in the atmosphere in the Mahatattva area. That's the Mahatattva. You know that black spot in this photo. That's the material creation. Actually, the whole thing is, life is spiritual life. But in the spiritual atmosphere, there is one little place which is called Mahatattva. And within that Mahatattva, in one of the universe, in our creation, in this universe, he taken the planet Earth and he took into a very dirty place. And Srila Prabhupada explains that he took the form of a boar, because boar is the only person, only a living entity who can go into the dirty place and sniffing where it is. So he sniffed where the earth he has taken, and then he lifted the earth on his tusk. So you can imagine the gigantic body. So how powerful this demon Hiranyaksha would be, that he had a fight with the Varavatar. And how did he appear, Varavatar? He did not every time. That sometimes people do criticize. Oh, Krishna appeared from the womb of Devaki, you know, must be. And you know, then Krishna dies, and then he goes back, then he comes as a Ram, then he dies, then he goes, then he comes, he takes another form, he dies. He doesn't die. Golok ekni vashti yakla atma bhuto govindam adi purusham tamam bhajami. Krishna never leave Golok Vrindavan. Krishna don't leave Vaikuntha planets. Vishnu doesn't leave. He is there. But simultaneously his pastimes are rotating in our material universes. So they keep rotating all the pastimes which Krishna is performing in the spiritual world in Golok Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was explaining on Sunday when I was giving evening class. A lot of people don't understand that when Krishna says that Natas Bhastat Surya Na Shranko Na Pagva, what is the verse? Natas Bhastat Surya Na Shranko Na Pagva, Yat Gatva Nivartante Tad Dham Paramam. We hear all the time, Paramadham, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. This is a supreme abode. There is nothing beyond this abode. There is nothing beyond this abode. There is nothing above this beyond. How it is supreme? Srila Prabhupada explains that the way this abode, this lotus flower, this Golok Vrindavan is so huge, if we put the entire spiritual creation, can you imagine the Brahma Jyoti, the Asankha Vaikuntha planets? You see these yellow spots. These are all Vaikuntha. They're all Vaikuntha planets. In each Vaikuntha planet, Lord Narayan, in the different forms, is living here. Vishnu. So everywhere there is a Lakshmi. Shri Radha Gokulanji ki jai, Sita Ram Lakshmanji, Ponitai, Shivaravatar ki jai. So every planet is a Vaikunth planet. In each Vaikunth planet, Lord Vishnu is residing. And that, Srila Prabhupada explained, and then in that atmosphere, in that spiritual atmosphere, there is a one little spot, and that is called Mahatattva. That is called material nature. But Srila Prabhupada explains that if we put together the entire creation, the entire material creation and entire spiritual creation, if we put them together, Golok Vrindavan is bigger in the size. This is how Golok Vrindavan is the supreme. All the Vaikunth planets of Lord Vishnu and all this material creation. Go to the NASA. Go to see something, you know. Google it. See, the clusters and clusters of universes, not planets. I was just watching documentary on one day, and they were showing, I was thinking, what are they saying? Let me listen to this documentary, because they're talking about the universe. And I said, I want to see what the concept of this universe is. So they have found, they discovered some different telescopes where they can go through, penetrate through this black hole or something, and this billions and billions and billions of universes are rotating, and they are saying this black hole, this is not only one black hole, there are so many other black holes. I said, what is the big deal about it? Bhagavatam already explains. But there were innumerable, huge material world, and compared to this Mahatattva spiritual world is huge. Brahmajyoti is huge, effulgence of this Golok Vrindavan. So this Golok Vrindavan effulgence, that is the effulgence of Golok Vrindavan, which has created Brahmajyoti, which is a goal for the Mayavadis. But Golok Vrindavan is biggest. Yatkatva nevatante tadham parmamam. That abode belongs to our Radha Gokulnanda. So that's what he's saying, okay, you come. That's why he's standing here. Why he's standing? Why need he's here to? He come for us. These deities are not statues. This is Golok Vrindavan. This is Krishna himself. He takes this form, like he takes Vara form, like he takes other Rams form, like he takes different Rama, Adi, Muthi, Shukra, Niyamana, so many different forms. He is taking simply for the living entities, for his devotees. And devotees are taking so much care as well, taking so much trouble to preach Krishna consciousness. Why are you rotting in this material world? Krishna is the supreme. This is how he is supreme, because his abode is supreme and is full of bliss. And we are simply concerned with our own, this little material body, which is so ugly. We may think, wearing few clothes, I look smart, but we look at ourselves, my God, so many things, this is wrong. And when we are young, 20 years, 25, no problem. Still you think, well, I look very smart. But as age is catching up, things start deteriorating, and it becomes nashpati hoti hai na, you know, it rots, it's gonna rot. So why have to work so much for this material atmosphere where we can get Krishna? So Varavatar came, he lifted the earth from this dirty place. Similarly, Lord Krishna is Kali Kal Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in this Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful, he's saying very easy to come to this abode. It's very difficult to go to the abode. It's not easy to go to the abode of Krishna. You think it's that easy? The supreme abode is easy? It is not easy. But for this 10,000 years, he has made it easy. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Srila Prabhupada has given such a wonderful gift of this Krishna consciousness. You only have to take it. when we read Prabhupada books, when we associate with devotees, when we take prasadam, rather so much troubles here and there. Just avoid it, because we have to nikal jao. You know, hamare mein in Hindi there is a patlikali se nikal jao. You know, what they say is that when there's a trouble, in India, you know, the streets are very narrow, you know. So you go to the, find any narrow street, just get out. So that's how we have to get out of this material world. We have to, getting out of material world does not mean that we want some liberation. That's another snare of Maya. Getting out of this material creation means we attain relationship with Krishna. The ultimate goal is love of Krishna. And then wherever Krishna wants to keep us, not a problem. He wants to keep us here, he wants to, okay, you stay here for a little while, do this job for me. That's fine. But that is what it is. That is relationship with Krishna. So wherever we are, then we can see these pastimes. Then when we are fully surrendered to Krishna, then we can actually see Krishna. But the problem with that seeing pastime, participating in this Krishna consciousness, there's a one, the biggest qualification, nirmatta sranam stam, we have to be pure in the heart, no duplicity. Have a duplicity, you cannot touch Krishna. Nirmatta sranam stam, right in the first verse of Bhagavatam, nirmatta sranam stam. That's what we have to. Sarpadi binirmuktam. Till you want upadi, then there is the problem. Cannot feel Krishna. So till only desire is, Krishna, I want you, doesn't matter. Forget about upadi. Somebody recognize me or somebody does not recognize me. Let me recognize by Krishna. That is the ultimate goal. So this is the Vara Avatar. So we should pray that, please, like he lifted the planet Earth, so he lifts us up, and we get the lotus feet of Krishna with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we are very, very grateful to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, who's given us this opportunity of associating with each other, taking prasadam, and practicing Krishna consciousness. So we can be, you know, become more happy if we practice, keep practicing, never leave Krishna consciousness. Otherwise we miss the boat, precious human form of life, opportunity we miss. Shouldn't drag ourselves with so much politics and all this other waste, but rather concentrate favorable, unfavorable. Sometimes they say, you know, oh, this has become very unfavorable, you know, this devotee done wrong, this happened wrong, that is wrong, that's unfavorable, no problem, it's unfavorable. Make the use of it. Unfavorable, think of Krishna, Krishna is unfavorable. Let me do something, it's opportunity to serve. When there's unfavorable condition, an unfavorable atmosphere, that means there's a chance for you to serve Krishna. Oh my God, this devotee has run away with money, this devotee run away with that, this devotee run away with the woman. Alright, let him run away. let myself don't run away. That's unfavorable. No problem. Let it be happen. But that is warning for us. Let me die. In Krishna consciousness. We have to die in Krishna consciousness. We have to die in Krishna consciousness. That's the goal should be. Not the birth. People celebrate birthdays, you know. Happy birthday. I say, what is the happy birthday, you know? About the history. You born 30 years, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. You born, that's gone. The death is going to come. Think of the death. Don't think when you're born. That's gone. What are you going to get? It's the same thing, isn't it? The birthday is the same thing. So we have to think of the death. That I want to die in Krishna consciousness.
That is the final exam. So final exam we should concentrate. Yes, death is coming. Any moment it can come. And even if it doesn't come, eventually it's going to come. Even if you survive for another 20 years, 30 years, if I'm 50, maybe 70, maybe die before, maybe die tomorrow, maybe die now. That's a good way to die, isn't it, in the temple? My God, that would be best glorious. Why die? That's fantastic. Seeing devotees, seeing deities, you die. That's the best death. But for devotees, even that is not a problem, Krishna says. Whatever the way you die, it does not matter. You know, the yogi died this way, that way, there's no day and light. You know, when you read that 18th chapter, you find yogi leave body in this circumstances, in this, Uttarayan, Dakshinayan, daytime, nighttime, so many things. He said, well, devotee does not matter. But the really matter is that we have to die in Krishna conscious. This is what we are, this is the atmosphere we have to die. So we should celebrate not births, we should celebrate death. That I want to die. It's just a step forward, going toward Krishna, and taking this garment out. This drama is going to finish very soon. State drama is going to finish. So we all performing some state dramas here. So this life is a state drama. And this costume is going to come off. So the best is we put the costume of Krishna conscious. That dress which we never take it off. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. So I stop here. Any devotee like to ask questions?